A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, guys? I'm Honest Dave. This is Most Requested Live. Ask me anything, chat. Thank you so much, Romeo and iHeartRadio, for letting me be on today. I got a new record called The Crash Verse with MGK. It's out everywhere. Let's get into it. Starting off, we got Sophia from Philly. How did you first connect with MGK for Crash Verse? How long did it take to write? WTF was it like writing with Kells? Yeah, dude, the first time I connected with MGK, Mod, after one of my shows, Mod's son pulled me out of the bar, and he's like, basically like, hey, man, you're going to meet Kells. We're going to his house. I was nervous, but I'm thankful that I did. Fast forward about a year and a half later, that's whenever we wrote Crash First. He invited me over. He had just got home off of a world tour. He invited me over to his house. I remember his throat was hurting. He didn't want to record lyrics, but we were writing, and I just think the moment was so special. We were both kind of writing about things that were so special to us that, you know, I'm thankful he did cut with his voice being rough from tour, so you can really hear the emotion in his voice. Yeah, man, and writing with him is just like, I don't know, I realize how much he inspires my writing as a creator myself, just my whole life even. Writing with him just feels right. I don't know, we're peanut butter and jelly. You know what I mean? We just go together in the studio. Bella from Toronto. Hey, how did you come up with the name Sweet American Boy? You know we love you in Canada. Yeah, that's crazy. I actually came up with Sweet American Boy in Canada. I was doing a show in Montreal, and I just remember, like, everybody was calling me a Sweet American Boy. And there was, like, specifically a group of girls that were, like, that's all they were saying. They were going, Sweet American Boy, Sweet American Boy. And I remember getting into the tour bus and my friends being like, oh, Sweet American Boy. Just kind of mocking me, and I told him, I was like, dude, that's like who I am, and that's it felt like the name of a project to me. So I went with it. Yeah, I never dropped it. Jonna from the Honest Dave Facebook fans page. Who's been the most influential in making your music? Who inspires you? Also, who is the biggest support to you along your journey? Friends, family, or other musicians? I say this all the time. I think early in life, my biggest, like, motivation, my biggest, like, the person that influenced me the most was my older brother, Paige. I think all my brothers were in bands when I was growing up. My older brother, Paige, really took it serious, and he, like, wanted to be somebody. He wanted to be, like, special. So that really motivated me. And I think who's been there to support me along my journey the most? I think pretty much anybody that I'm with right now or hang out around has come and went. They've supported me, and then they've also not. Or it's not supporting me, but, like, you know, I used to do shows, and, I mean, sometimes I would have my friends there, sometimes nobody would be there at all. I think that it's important that I don't, like, judge people based on did they support my early music career, because nobody did. But I would have to say that my manager, Juan, has done the most for me and has supported me the most, and he's just always somebody I can count on and somebody that I look up to and somebody that can, you know, helps me out when I need it. So probably would say my manager, Juan. Gabriella from Tijuana, Mexico. Do you ever still do broke boyfriend videos, even if no one's watching? Is the real broke boyfriend still around for inspiration? Ha! I just posted a broke boyfriend video the other day. Yeah, I love making broke boyfriend videos. I think I'll never stop doing them. I'll probably be doing those until I'm an old man. And no, the original broke boyfriend is not around. My sister does not hang out with her baby daddy. Skylar from Charlotte, North Carolina. You are so courageous to write about your life story and struggles. Effing love you, babe. Has anybody ever confronted you about being so honest? Specifically, your old friends mentioned in Growing Pains. Hilarious. Yeah. I think that, you know, there's two sides to every story. I think if me and you go through the same thing, Skylar, I think we're both different humans, so we'll have different sides of the story or different, you know, it'll affect us in different ways. So I think that my friends and family pretty much, you know, we know, you know, things affect everybody differently, and you go through things, and this is how I get through it. So I don't think there's ever been hard feelings, but I've definitely been confronted, you know. That music video in specific, Growing Pains, the main character in that is actually the friend that I'm talking about when I say, like, ain't met my buddy's new kids. He had just had a daughter. That video is actually the first time I ever met his daughter. So, you know, I try to leave out things that might hurt people's feelings, but, you know, it's my life and I'm living it and I just write it, so we're open about it. Madison from Calgary, what is your go-to food snack on the road? Breakfast, lunch, dinner, and munchies. On the road, you're living at a gas station, so I'm drinking Red Bull. I love a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich. I'm basically living off of beef jerky sticks and Red Bull, my favorite go-to, cream cheese, jalapeno jelly, and crackers. That's my favorite go-to snack. Kip from Pittsburgh. Ave, love from the Berg. So, MGK just did an album with our boy Wiz. If you could pick one rapper to do a whole album with, who would it be and why? I really don't know who I would pick as a rapper I would do an album with. Like, it's so hard to me because one day I might love this rapper, one day I might love that rapper. But I would have to go with the GOAT. I would just have to go with the greatest rapper of all time, I guess. And I would go with Lil Wayne. But Wiz Khalifa would be badass too. Honestly, I'd have to pick somebody that means something to me. Or, you know, somebody that I just really, like, get along with in the studio where we can really just have, like, an open writing experience. But I'll go with the GOAT. I'll say Lil Wayne.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
Julia from Victoria, British Columbia. We can't wait to see you on the Sublime Reef Madness cruise in November. Have you ever been on a cruise ship? Where are some memorable places you have performed? I cannot wait for that cruise. Sublime, a cruise? I've never been on a cruise. I've obviously never been on a cruise. I've only left the country to do music. I've never been on a cruise. I'm super nervous. I'm excited, though. What is a memorable place I performed? I did a hometown show one time for a music video, Living Wrong. That was very memorable. I don't think I'll ever forget that. I played the Red Rocks. Well, I actually got rained out, but I was supposed to play the Red Rocks, and I was there. That would have been memorable. I would have to say my hometown show is probably the most memorable. Alex from Cleveland, how did you form your band, and will they be with you on the Sweet American Boy Tour? Yeah, dude, they will absolutely be with me for most of the shows on the Sweet American Boy Tour. These are just my dogs. My lead guitar player's name is Kenny Stoner. We call him Stoner. He was my driver at Two Men in the Truck. I was his mover, so we were the two men inside of the truck. So crazy that he's now my lead guitar player. My bass player, Wheezy, this is like a guy I've known for 15 years. He's lived with me a few times. We've really grown up together. We've done a lot of things together. I love that man. We made a lot of music together. He used to produce my rap songs. And then the drummer, Jake, he's like the only professional in the band. He's from a band called Playing With Matches. I actually know Jake because he tattoos right next to my brother in the tattoo shop. So I knew Jake did music and played the drums, and it was a no-brainer when I needed the drummer to get him. Ariel from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. You say you can't sit through a movie in low life. What's the last movie you did sit through, and what is your favorite short form content? The last movie I watched was The Sandlot. The last brand new movie I watched was Obsession. It's hard for me to sit through a movie, dude. And what is my favorite short form content? I love like nature videos, like fishing videos or like camping videos. But my favorite is probably just something funny, anything funny. I love funny videos.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off every plan. Terms and conditions apply.
Lucas from Portland, Oregon. Dying to know how you create in the studio. Is it always lyrics first, then music? Thank you for being you. We hear you. Thank you, Lucas. I love you, bro. Normally, I will have a guitar riff. Like, maybe I'll write a guitar riff, or my friend will play the guitar and write a guitar riff. And I'll write to that riff while we're kind of building the beat. I like to do it all at the same time. Like, write the lyrics with the music. Like, it's all emotion. It's all, like, playing off of each other, you know, the lyrics are just important as the guitar, and the guitar is just important as the bass, you know, it all plays a part, so I like to do it together, really, and just kind of, like, just form and grow with the song as it's going, but But then again, you know, I'm riding home with my Harley the other day and I came up with a lyric in my head, and then I went home and I wrote a song all off of that lyric that I came up in my head. So I think it's all different, man. It's just kind of how I'm feeling in the moment. Eli from St. Louis, what's up, Missouri? What are your favorite songs off of Sweet American Boy? Mine are Need Change Soon and No Better, XOXO. Eli, brother, those are two of my favorites too. Right now, I think my most favorite is Jacob's song. Because in the first verse, I'm kind of like talking about how I grew up, and you know, and then the second verse, I'm kind of talking about how that affects me as a man and who I am now. I would say Jacob's song means the most to me right now. But yeah, dude, I love Need Change Soon and No Better. Tara from Seattle, Indica or Sativa. I like hybrids, girl. Julia from Salt Lake City, Utah. Abe, love your YouTube channel. Will you be vlogging with Project Freefall on the Sweet American Boy Tour? Don't say no. Of course. Honest Abe X Project Freefall for life, baby. I love those guys. I love recording with them. Of course, we're going to be vlogging. Harper from Edmonton. We love how you support and collaborate with your friends like Z and Damian Styles. Who else is under the radar that you love? Z is the best artist, underground artist out right now. Yeah, I love him to death. Damian, I love him too, obviously. I know this other kid named Miscellaneous Department. He's really great. I could talk about my other friends like Arden Jones and these other guys, but they're not really underrated. You know, they've got millions of followers. So I would just go with Z, man. Z's the go-to. Z's the best in the underground. Jackson from West Palm Beach, Florida. Congrats on going gold with Overdose. Where do you hang the gold record? Great question, Jackson. I love you, brother. Thank you. The plaque's hanging in my brother's living room. I'm so stoked. Chloe from Baltimore. Abe, you're so effing funny. Who's the funniest person you know? Tell us a story. My dad. Easily my dad. My dad. I get all my funny stuff from my dad. My dad's the funniest person ever. I wish I could come up with a specific story right now, but just his comedic timing was hilarious, dude. If you ever met my dad, you know he's funny as hell. Beckett from Boise, Idaho. I love Crash Course with Kells. Have you heard any of the remixes or covers? Do you find them flattering or annoying? I love them. I've heard a lot of them. I love them. The covers are really cool. I love them when people do their own verse. I love to hear other people's story on the beat. But my favorite is the one that's like, and it's like dubstep. I love that version. You guys should go look at that. Crash Rush dubstep. It's hilarious. Erica from Burlington. Is there a state you have not been to yet touring? What is your dream venue to perform in? I've never been to Alaska. I've never been to any, like, Hawaii, Alaska, any state that doesn't, like, connect. I'm sure there's a few little states I haven't been to. Do I have a dream venue to perform in? I never grew up, like, I don't know the venues. I never grew up, like, idolizing people or places or anything like that. So I just know that my dream is to perform in front of 100,000 people, 200,000 people, the whole world. Like, my dream is just to have mad people in front of me singing the lyrics back to me, I guess. I don't know about a specific venue. Paisley from Windsor, Ontario. We're excited to hear your music on the radio. Do you have a second single planned for Crash First? Please say Can't Let Go. Thanks, dude. I can't believe my music's on the radio, by the way. It's the craziest thing ever to hear that. That's like a real lifetime dream come true. Do I have a second one planned? I think that Can't Let Go would be a great second record to go on the radio. I think any of those pop punky kind of like records would be great, but I love Jacob's song. And I love No Better, and I love Need Change Soon, and these songs that mean a lot to me. I would just love to hear any of them on the radio. But hey, iHeartRadio, pick one. I don't care. You could do anything. Any song on the radio is mind-blowing. Paisley, I love you, dude. Thank you so much. So that's it for me. That's my most requested live Ask Me Anything chat. Thank you, Romeo. Thank you, iHeartRadio. Thanks for letting me on tonight. I got my record with MGK. It's out right now. It's called Crash First. I'll see you guys on the Sweet American Boy Tour. I love y'all, man.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.